This is a short summary of chapter 8. Would you much rather be loved or respected? Of my book, Leadership for Colonels and Business Managers. Now, this is an interesting topic. Should a leader try to be liked or respected in his group? This is a tricky question, best answered by research on how the two choices affect the productivity, satisfaction, and developmental levels of the group. The research finding says that when liking is high and respect is low, productivity tends to reduce, satisfaction tends to get enhanced, and development affected either way. When liking is low and respect is high, productivity is enhanced, satisfaction reduced, and development affected either way. When liking and respect are both high, productivity, satisfaction, and development are all enhanced. When liking and respect are both low, all three elements tend to reduce. So it appears that the question of whether a leader should prefer to be loved or respected is not an absolute, but conditional on the situation in the group as seen then. To what degree does liking and respect affect how well the task gets done? Because that's the important thing, isn't it? Well, this again is different in different settings. In settings where completion of task does not really call for intense interdependence between its members, liking and respect do not have any major effect. In settings where completion of task calls for medium to heavy interdependence, the degree of liking necessary for success tends to be higher than that necessary for minimal task relationship settings. As for the degree of respect necessary for success in such cases, it is in direct proportion to the degree of interdependence and the need for differential abilities of both parties for task success. What does this question, to be liked or respected, mean for the leadership? Well, it is not uncommon for those who have power to be less liked. It normally happens that way. Group members who contribute most to getting the task accomplished are usually most respected, but seldom most liked. The more a teacher leader strives for popularity, the less likely he is to be a successful task leader. In the same vein, it must be said that the more the leader strives to maintain task relationships, the more he is likely to lose popularity, at least in the long run. Well, all leaders have to struggle with the question as to how close they can be to their followers. Can a leader also be a friend? If he does, will it allow him to push harder when the situation so demands? On the other hand, will a leader who remains distant be able to get that loyalty and commitment from followers when required? But why the dilemma? Is there some inherent contradiction in combining both roles? Well, it seems that there is indeed. Most people are simply not good at both roles. Followers, after all, are social beings and have interests other than organizational tasks. When the tasks become unpleasant or leads to a conflict, they retreat into socializing. When this happens, the task leader will pressurize them to get back to work, which will make them annoyed and resentful towards the task. If direction by the leader leads to ultimate task success, the resentment will be forgotten. If not, it will never be. The dilemma will always remain. You'll have to decide for yourself based on the situation at hand. In the final analysis, keeping mostly to yourself does offer certain distinct advantages to the person on top. Hear what Colin Powell had to say on this. He says, "Command is lonely." Harry Truman was right. Whether you are a CEO or the temporary head of a project team, the buck stops at you. You can encourage participative management and bottoms-up employee involvement. But ultimately, the essence of leadership is the willingness to make the tough, unambiguous choices that will have an impact on the fate of the organization. Powell further says, I have seen too many non-leaders flinch from this responsibility. Even as you create an informal, open, collaborative corporate culture, prepare to be lonely. You can read more of this and such like stuff in my book, Leadership for Colonels and Business Managers, easily available on Amazon. Thank you.